our goal as an agency is to develop an in-house training. The ALICE principles are basic principles, but if you want to call your training ALICE training, you actually have to send all of your people through that certification. So for our agency, we're going to develop a training program based off of the ALICE principles that we're going to teach to all of our troopers. So we can go out into the local school districts, local business places, and we can teach those principles to the schools, to those businesses, so you can understand exactly what to do in case of that worst case scenario where there's an active threat situation. In addition to that, what we're doing as an agency is that there was, I'm sure everybody in the room here probably saw some news that came out of this last spring, is that we're working with the Department of Public Instruction to put our troopers out in those areas where maybe there isn't a large law enforcement presence. If you think about North Dakota, we're lucky here in Stutsman County, Barnes County, where we have a larger law enforcement presence, but you get up into the Edmore areas and some of the other smaller areas in our state, there isn't a large law enforcement presence. So like the superintendent here was talking about, it could be 20, 30 minutes. Well, we have troopers that are stationed across the state. So what we've identified is that we're gonna try and work with our local agencies and have a presence in these schools when we can across the state. Whether that's sitting in a parking lot, typing up a report, being there when the school's starting or the school day is ending, stopping at sporting events, maybe stopping in and having lunch with the kids just to have a law enforcement presence in those schools, to have a deterrent effect, but also to, number one, for our troopers to get actually into those environments where they actually see those schools. So if they have to react, they have at least a little bit of familiarity with what that school looks like.